Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, yeah, and apparently Ghost Tequila today because it's a happy hour on a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on
for a happy hour Friday.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
I forgot Brandon was going to have a shot, too.
Yeah, Brandon will do a shot.
Yeah, you're a full participant now, man.
Yeah, you're part
like
of
cigarettes.
You're part of the team.
That might be my menthol tobacco flavor vodka that I drink during the day.
All right. If
Trey, why are you standing there awkwardly?
Yeah, Trey,
just
Trey
pull
always
up a seat right here. You're good.
Adorable.
Oh boy,
Josh is
what?
You're like 6'9".
He's just sitting in a tall chair.
Yeah.
He's the same height as I am. He's just sitting in a tall chair.
But I'm bearded. I think.
Yeah, beards scare people.
Okay. Yes.
So. All right, so it's
have
a
you
happy
met
hour
Trey
Friday.
Before?
I don't think so. Hello,
first
friend.
Time.
Hello,
hey,
friend.
If I would tell you guys to shake hands, this is Juggalo Trey. This is Josh.
Hello.
It's
I don't mean to scare you.
Coming.
Yes. I like you.
Thanks, man.
You're charming.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't think my mic's on.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, no.
Sorry, well, also, you're
go.
Very far away from it.
Hey, everybody.
I'm scared
hey,
of
Trey.
You, actually. So.
How you been, Trey?
Been all right.
Petrified.
I went to Dallas for the hurricane.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, but Dallas sucks, man. The freeways are terrible there.
Did your trailer in Baytown get destroyed by the hurricane?
No, we didn't even get any rain.
Well, thank God. Thank the good trailer park gods, right?
Yeah, the trailer park gods were shining on us.
That's right. Well, how's your dog? I saw your dog tore his ACL.
Yeah, he tore his ACL, but
what's
it
your
was
dog's
a
name?
Kyler.
Kyler. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any other dog named Kyler in the world.
No,
so
I don't
that's
think
a unique
so.
Name.
Do you know Kyler Murray, the actual football player, blocked me on Twitter years ago.
That's what I heard. I heard that.
Not the dog, though?
No, Trey's dog is taller than Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
just barely, though.
Trey, is this your first day here? Can you get closer to the mic?
I just don't want to break this table.
I think
table.
This table's going to end.
The table may go, and if it does, then people will be glad they're watching on Twitch.tv.
Yeah, that'll get all kinds of plays.
That's a dope lid you've got.
Thanks, man. I got it at the Galleria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did you get it?
3 weeks ago.
All right.
I got it at Baybrook, actually.
Not the Galleria. Well, Baybrook Mall, Galleria, pretty much the same.
Pretty much.
A lot of people get those two places confused.
Yeah, most people.
Galleria and the Alameda Mall, mostly, is what I get confused.
I don't understand how you get those two confused.
It happens.
We're already over three. We're at 3:30 now. Guys, we've got a great happy hour planned for you. Tyler is going to shotgun a Natter Days. I'm going to chug a Natter Days. Juggalo
You're
Trey.
Get this all over this man's laptop.
Don't get it on my laptop.
This might be a bad idea, Tyler.
Have you ever shotgunned a beer?
Yeah, I did one time on the river.
Okay. And our interns.
Yeah, get away from the equipment. Yeah.
Our interns are. And Dr. Will, second. Yeah. Did you ask to work Fridays, Dr. Will? Yeah, he likes happy hour. He's having a good time. Did you like the show before you came to work here?
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, he listened
to Clinton's
show. He's
you were a Clinton show fan before you got here?
They turned me down, brother.
Hey, man, listen, you ain't good enough to intern here. Why don't you go intern with them 97.5 boys?
Let me tell you something, brother. You're either Clinton show or you're not. And you are not Clinton show material,
all right.
Brother.
Are we ready to start off happy hour? We'll do our chug, and then we will go directly into pouring the ghost pepper tequila shots, which is the shot of the week. All right. In 3, 2, 1, happy hour begins. Play some happy music, Aaron.
But this is a good time. You know what? We're blessed is what we are.
Yeah, this is the kind of music they were making fun of us for, Aaron, before the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well done.
It kind of tastes like Sprite. Exactly. But it also, like, it's going to leave a smell in here the rest of the time.
Yeah. That poor cleaning lady that comes in after our show, every Friday, she looks at us like, what the hell
is
wrong with you people?
It's like alcoholic sweet tarts.
Turn it up. Turn it up, yeah. Aaron. This is our new,
Put on these Sennheisers if you want to get in on this. Yeah, this is exactly the kind of stuff you were making fun of Aaron and me for before the show.
This is not that kind of music.
It's in the ballpark.
It's not even in the same ballpark.
Oh, stop.
What is it?
Stop.
Andrew WK. You think this is the same ballpark as Blink 182? No. This is rock and roll, baby. Do what we like and we like what we do.
Let's
get a party going.
That's it,
let's
yeah.
get a party going. Let's get a party going. Party hard, yeah. All right. 390.
Shiki Saki!
395. 393 we got to right now on Twitch. Juggalo Trey, how was the shotgun?
Yo, grab the microphone.
Did you get it all down? No spillage?
No, it kind of tasted like Sprite.
You didn't get any on your flannel or your beach house
shirt?
Yeah,
I really...
Is that
important.
That's your dress beach house shirt?
Yeah. I found this one at my house.
That's your Friday best. That's your happy hour best. I like that.
Is that your real hair?
Yes.
That's great. See? Wow. Yeah.
It was way longer.
He got a haircut, yeah. And then he made me feel really guilty about it.
I was planning on getting a haircut anyway.
I know, but then he was like... Wow. So I was like, "Well, I think that's a good idea because you'd look a lot more professional." And he got a haircut.
Seen me before?
I've seen you, but I didn't know that was your real hair. No, you're kind of like a high pitched Rocky Dennis.
Who's Rocky? Is that an It's Always Sunny character?
Yes,
yes,
that's exactly what that is.
Oh, you know what? This is
dear.
It's Josh's.
That's way too much.
It's Josh's.
No, the blue line, man. We've been doing this now for 3 weeks. The blue line is the shot, yes.
So, because it's the first happy hour for Trey... What's your name? And Marcus.
Who are you?
They get a double.
Oh, boy.
Trey and Marcus get doubles.
What do you mean a double?
It's your first happy hour.
You got to catch up. Josh has got to do
Aquavit after he does his ghost pepper shot.
Maybe you should do the Aquavit first.
You can Uber.
I can Uber all the way to Baytown.
Yeah, you can do that. There's no law against it.
No, it's legal.
You think I'm made of money?
Unlike the female.
Yeah, look at that beach house shirt.
It's like $20.
Look at this dope lid.
Mitchell and Ness does not have cheap lids, bro.
All right. Where's Brandon? We need Aaron.
Are we all going to cheers?
Yeah, of course we are, man. It's bleeping happy hour. We're at 4:09.
Boy. Shout out to Beaumont.
Shout out to the Mont.
We're looking out at you, Mont.
Patrick in here.
Creighton won't do it.
Big
he's a puss.
Prayers for the LC, by the way, the Chuck.
You
Big
can
prayers.
Offer Creighton, but he's a puss. He's scared
can
to do it.
Can you say that on the air?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, you can.
In happy hour.
Tell Patrick that the NCAA said that athletes can't do shots, and he'll come in and do it to support
what?
The athletes. What?
Hey, we're drinking to the Astros not being called cheaters by the national media anymore.
We're drinking to John the 86 Boyce. Mets.
John Boy said that you're a pussy. And so are the Astros.
No, he's not coming. Where's Brandon, though? Brandon should be here. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So this
Where's
is...
Aaron?
Aaron is getting Brandon.
Oh. Yeah, there's Brandon.
Well, there we go. All right.
Boy.
Aaron, you
it's
ready?
It's hard to get here when your pants are that tight.
Brandon's our resident handsome.
Brandon's the best looking
He does have a nice
here.
Beard.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy.
He looks like an actor.
This already smells like a bad idea.
428. I feel like we should get to 450 before we do the ghost pepper shot.
I don't like this at all.
This is going to hurt. I can already tell.
Do I need to go get the ice cream
now?
Have
you ever had the chip?
No.
No, we don't do the chip. You did get the ice cream?
I bought little individual servings of ice cream.
Ice cream of what?
Just in case this is awful.
Oh, I like it. I will just have it anyway. I will pretend that it's awful.
Does that help your GERD or your gout?
All right.
I get confused.
I
need to be put down.
Two.
Oh, dear.
The one. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Hey.
You all right, Trey?
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
There's a little spice on there.
I sure hope that's better coming out than going down.
Wee.
Oh, it comes back on you, too.
That would be good. Oh, that would be good in a mixed beverage?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. That's not made for shot. Don't you dare drink water.
No.
How dare you?
You drink a Natterdays if you're going to drink anything here. If you need to wash that down.
Oh, my God.
You good, Dr. Wilf? Oh. That was better than last week.
What do you mean it wasn't better?
Yeah. That's the best shot we've done.
Yeah, that is the best shot we've done. That's the best shot we've done. It had that little kick for about 10 seconds after.
And now it's...
You know what? I kind of agree that I thought I should act like it was bad.
That was pretty good.
It is harsh at first.
Yeah.
I bet
the second one's a lot smoother.
I've never felt any more white. It's like burning my throat.
It's a little bit warm.
You know
I've never
what?
Felt Pour any me another more white.
I'm going to have a second one.
Burning my throat.
Yeah.
Because
I think the second one's not going to be as bad.
That's true.
I'm just testing this theory.
It really wasn't bad.
That, like, the second one won't be as bad because...
We got to do another one?
Well, no, Fred is.
Yeah.
Because Fred didn't shotgun a Natterdays to start the show.
Exactly.
And Josh needs the Aquavit.
Right.
Josh has to have
somebody to drink with.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like this shot is considerably better than any... I thought we were just looking for the worst bottom of the barrel nasty stuff we can find.
We're trying stuff. Did you... Now, tell me this. Was Ghost Pepper Tequila, were you excited about it?
No, but I mean, it felt like it's a big...
None of us had ever had it.
But it didn't feel like it was going to be terrible. There's some liquors you just know are known for being terrible. I didn't feel like... Like, who knows what this was going to be? It's in a nice, fancy, modern-looking bottle. It looks like a hipster could have made this.
It's not in the tobacco vodka bottle, that's for sure.
It's not in the Malort bottle that was honestly written in, like, medieval script.
You know what I'm a little worried about? I'm worried about the eventual belch that's going to come. And if that's going to bring back some flavors
or
and
the
spices.
Poos later?
I'm not worried about that.
No?
I ate at Pluckers last night.
What is your wing preference?
I like the Vampire Killer.
What is... I haven't even
It's a really spicy garlic.
How did you even get in there? It's impossible. Like, you would have thought this is the most... Like, you're going to Club Tao in Vegas if you try to go to Pluckers
in Houston. To go to the Plucker in the city. I go to the one in Cyprus, and there was no one there.
Because no one lives in Cyprus.
That's right. I'm a Burbs kid, Josh.
You.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to party tonight. Right?
I am.
I'm going in the Tros.
I'm going to a restaurant in the Tros tonight.
Which one, so people know?
Well, it does. I guess it doesn't matter. They can't get in anyway tonight unless they had a reservation before.
Oh, it's that kind of restaurant.
Well, I mean, you had to have a reservation. I'm going to Riel.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nice time.
One of my two favorite restaurants in the entire city.
Should be. I'm looking forward to it.
Look at you.
So I'll be doing shots of old granddad later through a bone marrow bone. So, all right, Josh, let's have this Aquavit.
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you. That's last week. What you missed. Hope Florida was worth it.
Yeah. Well,
Trey, do you want some Aquavit?
I'll try some.
You do want some, or do you want Malort?
I'll try the Malort.
Yeah. Go get the Malort out of my office.
We'll do it after the break.
We'll be right back. Right.
Too late.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Hour Friday. The Ghost Tequila is in the books.
And it's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad at all.
A lot of people talking about Juggalo Trey. It's his first happy hour. Someone finally says Trey used to be an intern, but produces sometimes now. That's the truth. Then someone else said Trey is Carrot Top if he lets himself go.
I've heard that so many times. It's like,
I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
It's,
you need to roid up too, though.
Yeah. Anybody got any roids? Give me a.
Dustin
me a
says,
shout.
"Wait, is Trey 21? You were under 21 when we met you, weren't you?
No, I was. I've been 21.
I know you are now.
No, I'm 25 now.
Right. When did you meet us?
Like 2015. Yeah.
So you're 25 now.
Yeah.
5 years ago, you would have been 20, right?
No, I would have been 21. It was after June 13th. That's my birthday.
Okay. All right. Well,
you kind of look like if Kathy Griffin blew up.
Yeah. Shout out to Kathy Griffin.
Big ups.
I mean, it's Dustin May if he lets himself go.
If Kathy Griffin stopped shaving.
Didn't she take that?
I didn't know she started.
Yeah. Didn't she take that autistic kid and write her a song that one? Write him a song.
A lot of people saying, "Are you messed up already? Are you already feeling it, Trey?"
Yeah.
Trey doesn't drink very often, but there are 436 people here to watch you take your Malort shot.
I'm looking forward to it.
Fred has a second shot of Ghost, and Josh has his Aquavit from last week, and Tyler has Malort. Tyler likes Malort.
Well, I know what to get him for Christmas.
Yeah!
We're going to go. I got that all the way out by NASA. That was like the only place in town that had it at the specs out there. Yeah.
Yeah, Malort, hard to find. How about that?
It's a delicacy. Chicagons.
Do you have any pickled herring to go with your Aquavit?
So this one's terrible, right?
It's bad. It's Malort level bad.
It's not as bad as Malort. It's somewhere, but it's not good. It's not good.
Well, what's this music?
This is my tense, you're about to take the nastiest shot ever music.
We're not doing that. You know what to do when it's time to take shots. I already told you what the theme song is for Happy Hour. Yes! You guys can't hear this.
No. I want to hear what the theme song is.
It's the same one we've been playing for 20 minutes.
Well, I wouldn't know.
We're going to keep playing it all day. Well, not all day, just during happy hour. All right. Boys, Juggalo Trey, welcome to happy hour at the Happy Hour Club. Bye. Josh, welcome back. How we missed you.
Yeah, that's over.
That tastes like a water bag.
Why did you make me do this?
We all did it last week.
I don't care. I wasn't here.
That's not bad.
Do you like the Malort?
What is this? Like, it almost kind of tastes like the cigarette vodka.
You and Tyler should kiss right now.
No, let's not.
No!
He's not my type.
No!
Do you want to try the Aquavit?
No.
It's really good. All right.
You should really give it a little.
John loves it. He's the best. Yeah.
That Malort kind of tastes like a water bed.
That tastes like a water bed.
I don't even want to know where that. Yeah.
If I'm guessing, a water bed tastes like. That's what it.
That's
like,
one of the best lines that's ever been spoken on this radio station, I think.
I don't know what could be better.
You want me to take another one?
That's the Aquavit. It's a half shot of. That's what we call
a piece
a
of furniture that tastes like. This tastes it's like an end stand.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so bad. That tastes like aftershave.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
It does.
Yeah, that was what we came to the conclusion.
It tastes like Aquavelva.
If you have pickled herring, it actually pairs really well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. By the way, who drank all my Dr. Peppers?
I think it was the guy that works for Culture Map, the same guy that drank Tyler's beer.
I think
beer.
It was Patrick Creighton.
No, I'm not going to put that. If Patrick y'all drank one, that's cool, but not all of them.
I don't even drink soda.
Tony Bruno stole your Dr. Pepper.
He's not even here.
He is here. He's on the network. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Jeez.
Yeah. Is he in the studio?
Yeah, no. Right down the hall.
No, not right now. He's
drinking
in trouble.
Drinking your Dr. Pepper and cackling.
He's in trouble
and
now.
And his very deep laugh.
He was
on Madden.
He was.
He was on Madden for three consecutive years.
And now he's dealing with some troubles. So we're,
rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Not dead.
I don't know if he's fully canceled yet.
I don't think he is.
Why did he get canceled?
I think he said something about, do NBA players even know how to read?
Oh, no.
Why do you consider that so bad, Trey?
I don't know. You really got to be careful with what you say
You
got to
be careful with what you say in 2020, right?
Exactly.
Josh never says anything that pushes the line.
I've never heard him say. He's squeaky clean.
Josh is what you and I would call a libtard.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can you say tard on the air?
You really can't.
No?
Okay, no.
Well.
No.
I think you can if you say lib before
no.
it.
Well, really? I mean, you can.
I think you can.
You can, but you really shouldn't.
That's okay.
Well, it's on Twitch forever now.
It's happy hour. I mean, what are you guys doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, the FCC doesn't care about happy hour.
That last
All right.
one was.
Sounds like someone's going to be exploring mountains with Tony Bruno
Let's put together, now we're four, this is the fourth week of happy hour.
How did we start this again?
Jason Braddock brought in that menthol.
That monster.
Tobacco.
I think he was just trying to get back at you. And so, it's kind of backfired, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, well, watch this, bro.
And yeah, then, and now it's backfired and turned into a thing.
And now it's going to be a sellable bit.
So yeah. Let's... we really should have it sellable.
Well, you think?
So let's have this. Let's do the consensus rankings now of the four shots we've had. We've had Aquavit. Well, we had the menthol.
Number one, my favorite was the spice thing here with the pepper.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Yeah, that's
the and it's even better the second one because it doesn't... There you go.
Oh, God.
What if you put that like in what's the morning thing? The morning booze you drink, like
a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, would that be good? The Bloody Mary.
I don't know. I hate Bloody Marys.
Me too. I hate it.
I don't like tomatoes.
I mean, Bloody Marys are usually
gross. But do you like ketchup?
Yeah.
Me too.
I like spaghetti sauce.
Hypocrites.
Yeah.
Hypocrites.
Look at us. And we've had the Aquavit, the Ghost. We've had the menthol tobacco flavored vodka, and we've had Malort.
Malort's the worst.
You think Malort's worse than the Aquavit?
I do. I do actually. Because I agree with Juggalo Trey, that tasted like aftershave.
Okay, so rank them 1 through 4. Ghost?
Okay, Ghost would be number 1.
Menthol tobacco? Number 2?
Oh, wait. It's, okay, again.
Are we ranking worst shots or best shots?
Well, we're ranking them best to worst.
Oh, okay.
So I would go, this one's the best one. And then this, what was this one called?
Aquavit.
Aquavit. I would actually put Aquavit number 2.
And you were repulsed by it just moments ago.
They're all bad except one. So it's just kind of like saying tallest, well, I don't know we're allowed to say
no,
tallest.
No, let's not tallest do that.
Tallest person. WNBA player is what I was
right,
going to
okay.
say. So it's like saying, it's like
that's
ranking
Elena
the
Deladon.
Yeah, so like they're all the same.
It's actually that girl that
Devana Nova or whatever.
It's that girl that
it's Andre Sylvia
Andre Iguodala just calls her by her number.
Hey, what, hey,
number 25.
Hey, tall girl. Hey, put some respect on my name.
Is he the one that said they should play in bikinis?
No, he's the one. I don't know. He's the one who said, hey.
That was Patrick Creighton who said
that.
No,
it was not Patrick Creighton.
Was it? I think it was, yeah.
May have been.
Yep.
My personal opinion, Ghost, I think we all agree Ghost is the best shot we've had so far.
Yeah, even Tyler agrees.
It does hurt a little at first,
but it's not bad.
But yeah,
and you can tell it would be much better in a cocktail than it is.
We should all also
shots.
Text each other later and see how we feel in the girdle region.
I don't think I have your number.
I'll just pass it on to them, and I'll get a report.
How do you think you'll feel coming out of your pee hole?
Not good.
It could hurt.
Not good.
As long as no one's drilling.
I'm going to go
it.
Ghost. Malort.
Oh boy!
Wow.
That's a shocker.
I'm going to go Ghost, Malort, menthol tobacco, Aquavit.
Here's the thing. That's a controversial set of takes that would be argued on ESPN for days. That's like the college football playoff. Like, this is huge. There's no way that alcohol tobacco was number 2.
No, it was number 3.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Malort was number 2.
Malort is number 2. I mean, again, you're right.
Tyler would have Malort
things.
Number 2.
I think 2, 3, 4... Whatever order you go in.
Well, I mean, it's like, we got the SEC school.
Ghost is Alabama.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, if we're
no,
looking
it's
for.
Clemson. It's Clemson.
No, we're talking just SEC only.
Okay.
So now you're looking for second place any given year. LSU, Auburn, it could be.
I think we should go with a conference that only has one good team.
So that's. So,
so let's
Ghost
go
is
with
Clemson.
ACC. They're Clemson.
UNC is going to be pretty good.
Now, you're buying into that. You're a Mac Brown sycophant. Everyone knows that. Mac Brown
He's
tried
trying
to
get us back to sports.
Mac Brown tried to get me fired multiple times.
That's like their quarterback.
But now, I mean, Florida State is at least something that's had some success.
So that would be number 2. So who's Florida State? And there's also Miami, who's also had success.
Yeah.
But Florida State's won a title.
So what we're saying is these shots used to be good years ago, and now they're trash.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are only good to deadbeat people in the southeastern part of
so,
the country.
Malort is Pitt.
Oh, boy. Are they, they're the, are, yeah, they are the
ACC. So here's what I think we should do for now. We should say that Ghost is Clemson of what we've had so far.
Right.
In hopes that some of these other shots that we have over the next few weeks will be better. We'll leave Florida State. We'll leave Miami. We'll leave Notre Dame open.
Yeah.
And we'll say that menthol flavored tobacco vodka is Duke football.
Well, I
or Aquavit is Duke football.
Oh, no, I think Aquavit was better than menthol tobacco.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think the tobacco one is Wake Forest.
Okay, and we'll say Malort is Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Malort is Boston College.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Malort's
Syracuse.
It's a kind
of. We haven't had Syracuse yet.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Malort's NC State football.
Shout out to Philip Rivers.
Malort is Baylor pre-rape.
Yeah, we're on conference.
I know. I just felt like making a Baylor joke.
But maybe the Big 12 is more apropos.
It might be. Because really, Oklahoma dominates the conference.
Right. Ghost is Oklahoma.
Okay,
who's
fair
Texas?
Enough.
We haven't had Texas yet. Yeah. I hope.
Well, whichever
I
one
hope.
Of these is
I
not
I think we've
back.
Had we've had Kansas, we've had Tech.
We've had. No, I don't think we had. I don't think we've had Tech.
Yeah, I don't
honestly,
think so either.
I think we've had Kansas. We've had pre-rape Baylor.
Yeah.
And we probably had
pre-rape
like,
Baylor was good.
And we probably
no. I'm talking
no,
about
they
before
weren't.
They started bringing
okay.
in the rapes to be better at football.
I thought you meant pre. They caught him with rape.
No, I'm talking
like pre by what's his name? Biles. Who am I thinking of?
Art Briles.
I think Aquavit is Colorado. Who's bad enough we can just kick it out of the conference?
Oh, boy. Oh, I don't know. That's a Kansas is pretty much like the worst football program in the country.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, I don't know.
So
if
we
any...
probably haven't had Kansas yet.
We may have.
Well, out of these,
I
though,
we just don't
had,
know.
It's really it's all relative. It's relative to
debate.
What we've had.
Right. There's debate.
So if
that's
there's
the
a
problem.
Kansas in what we've had, it would be Malort. No,
see,
not,
I'd say the tobacco vodka.
The problem is, it's almost like an election where tobacco vodka is Trump and. You know, Aquavit is Joe Biden.
I'm going Aquavit then.
Well, you haven't had menthol tobacco flavored vodka.
Maybe I should try it.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't just be jump to conclusions.
And obviously, the ghost pepper is Joe Jorgensen.
Correct.
Obviously,
which is also which is apparently it's unavailable in stores. So,
what about Kanye? Which one's Kanye?
Kanye is that's like a some sort of antique vodka you can't find anymore
this
because it's
is
not
the
available.
Natural Light Natterdays. That's actually Kanye. He's the Natterdays.
He's the Natterdays. All right, we have Allstate here. Allstate Siding and Windows. I don't know if you guys heard this story, but
I'd like to hear it.
My wife was preparing our house for the hurricane that came through, Hurricane Laura.
So you live in Lake Charles?
No. Oh. No, I don't. And oh. So the preparation was basically move the grill closer to the house.
Okay, move the grill closer to the. That was the consensus.
Yep.
Not just bring it inside or put it in the garage.
No. Yeah. So she moved it closer to the house, and in the process of moving it closer to the house, she broke a window.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe it?
Ladies, right?
Right. You can't trust women to do
anything. You can't.
Anything.
I don't.
But what you can do is trust Allstate Siding and Windows, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to come out and put in a new window for me.
As they should. It's in their name.
They've got the best quality siding and windows. Call them today for a free consultation, and they're going to tell you about their summer special, which is 30% off all windows. So that's great news for me. I'm going to get 30% off the window. $2,500 off all full siding jobs. You want the best rate, call Allstate. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Dana White.
And we're back on the Blitz. So we were talking about this on Twitch. Josh, I will trade you Mina Kimes and a first-round pick for Katie Nolan.
I think Katie Nolan's extremely annoying. And
oh, no,
the
I
only
love
reason
her.
They put her on TV is because she's kind of pretty. She's a talentless person, in my opinion.
Oh,
you know who's hot?
Who? Shame on you.
She just do you think she's a talented person?
I think they hired her without knowing what to do with her. She's funny as hell.
I disagree with that, too.
Did you ever see her on Drunk History?
I've seen her on
a bunch
of
who's
different
talented,
things.
Though? Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah.
I don't like her either.
I know somebody
I like her
that's
a lot.
Really into Ramona Shelburne.
I really like Ramona
who?
Shelburne.
Like sexually?
Yeah. He interns here.
His name is Juggalo Trey.
It's not me. I'm
you
not
tell
into
me
her,
who it is. Because
not into
gonna,
white women.
He's going to be let go. Yeah, Trey doesn't like white women.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? What is it about them that you dislike?
I mean, some are cool, but I mean.
Trey's really into the sisters.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Are they into you?
I think
he
so.
Lost his virginity to one.
Really?
Are we really going to go down this again?
I want to go right into this hole. So let me know. How did it go?
It's happy hour, Trey.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Please, I had no clue. Now that we're friends now and you no longer think I'm awful.
You're all right. Yeah, you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. He lost his virginity to a heavyset black woman.
She was mixed, but it doesn't matter.
Did you? Was she, well,
I think according to BLM, it may. Who is she voting for?
She was a heavyset woman of color. Is that okay?
That's better.
That's better.
Please be careful with your microaggressions.
What was her other race?
She was half Caucasian, half African American.
Oh, okay.
I see.
But you didn't deny that she's a heavyset lady.
She was hefty.
How do you define hefty?
Bigger than him.
She's not bigger than him.
No, bigger than you.
Oh yeah. Well, barely. I'm a pretty big dude.
Yeah, but so you're a pretty big dude. Even if she's barely bigger than you, if you're a pretty big dude, like so me, I'm also a pretty big dude. If I was with a woman who was even a tiny bit bigger than me, or even if there was a question of whether or not she was bigger than me, we would call her a heavyset woman, right?
I guess.
Or a great big fat person.
Honestly, if a girl was bigger than me, she is a pretty large lady.
She's a great big fat person.
She's a great big fat person.
Did you keep her like in a dungeon in your home?
Don't you hurt my dog, bitch.
Put the lotion
in the
basket.
Don't you hurt Kyler, bitch.
Leave Kyler out of this.
Don't you make me hurt your dog. Don't you make me hurt Kyler, mother.
You got to forget you're not on Twitch.
Have you ever tried to lure anyone into your van by having them help you put furniture?
He has a Challenger.
Have you ever had to...
I don't have a van.
But your Challenger. Have you ever had someone try to help you put a couch in your Challenger?
No, I'm not that creepy.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's a cool dude.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm a nice guy.
I see.
But he did...
I'm a melting pot of friendship.
He lost his virginity to that heavyset lady.
He's kind of like Kip in Napoleon Dynamite in that way.
A little bit, yeah.
Like LaFonda.
She was his LaFonda, yes.
Or like DJ Qualls in Road Trip.
I gotta see that.
That guy is the guy in Man in the High Castle.
Yep.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Have you seen Man in the High Castle?
I have not. That's why I didn't know.
It's a good show. I'm one episode from finishing it, finally. I'm at the very end. But it's a show about if the Nazis won World War II.
That seems offensive.
It is a little bit.
Now, let me ask you, if you did a show that was called If the South Would Have Won.
They already made that, I think.
I take it back.
Yeah.
I've never seen it because I'm not a racist and I don't think in those
remember
ways.
I think it's called Song of the South.
I think it's actually called If the South Would Have Won by Hank Williams Jr.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Have y'all seen Hank Williams Jr.'s Twitter?
No. But I will see it once he's dead.
Yeah.
I didn't see Charlie Daniels' Twitter until he was dead, and then I found out that Charlie Daniels tweets the exact same five things every single day.
Yeah, he had dementia.
And then I said, oh, Charlie Daniels has the tweeting habits of a lunatic. And because he tweets right-wing things, right-wing people came at me and said, how dare you? He just died today. And I was like, well, listen, if Anderson Cooper tweeted the same exact five things every day, I would also think he was a lunatic.
I don't know
lunatic.
That you would.
I
don't think you would.
You don't discriminate.
I don't think you'd say that because he's gay and you don't want to be. You don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
You're right. I don't discriminate. Trey is right.
I don't know that you would. I think you'd be like, you know what? Anderson Cooper was speaking truths. Hashtag Anderson Cooper.
Josh
truths.
Thinks I'm a lefty.
I think you're kind of a centrist.
Well, I don't know. Based on that Charlie Daniels hate, brother, I don't know. I think that kind of
Benghazi ain't going nowhere, brother. That's one of his five tweets, by the way.
I believe it.
What do you think of what do you think of Benghazi, though?
It was an unfortunate event that took four Americans, and it could have been prevented on both sides.
Are you a savant?
Am I?
I think you're kind of a savant.
A little bit.
Well, now you're arrogant as well.
I don't know that he's a savant about Benghazi.
But, like, you seem to have knowledge of
he
everything.
He knows a lot about music.
Oh.
A little bit.
No, you can ask Starship? Him anything.
What?
Starship. How do you feel about Starship?
Are you talking about the people that wrote that song about building the city on rock and roll?
That's exactly who I'm talking
what
about.
What do you think of him?
I like Jefferson Starship better.
How did you feel about Jefferson Aeroplane?
That's who I was thinking
of. But then Jefferson Starship. See, you're weak. Get out of here. I don't need you.
Yeah, I'm beta.
If you don't understand the lineage of Jefferson Airplane into Starship,
when you call yourself beta.
I'm not really beta, by the way.
Oh.
I'm more in the middle.
Oh.
Hmm.
Are you Charlie?
Yeah.
Or Delta?
Delta.
Okay.
I see.
I like this awkward silence we got going.
You really made it uncomfortable when you said you were beta. I'll be honest.
I was trying. I don't know what.
How like you looked at Josh with loving eyes and
like,
said,
"Hey, I'm beta.
Hey, I'm a bottom." That's basically what you looked at Josh in the face and said that. And earlier he said you have nice hair, and now I'm like,
he did say that. That was kind of off-putting.
Did I say you have nice hair?
You were like, you're adorable.
You are. I find you to be adorable. I don't know why. I mean, like in the same way, like a little troll doll was adorable. I mean, like, I find you adorable.
Did y'all turn the AC off?
Yes, we
want. Yeah, and look, we're kindred spirits. We like the AC to be low.
Yeah. Well, we knew you
were
wearing a flannel.
Would you like to go home with me, Juggalo Trey?
I'm good.
We've got an extra room. You can stay there.
That's
okay.
That's their home studio, though, right?
I got a trailer in Baytown.
Well, I mean, I would turn me down, too.
Listen. Now, let him know. Next time a hurricane comes through, you might take him up on that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because wouldn't it be
probably just going to go to Dallas.
I'd rather
wouldn't
blow away easier, in the hurricane,
wouldn't
really.
It be easier to go to Josh's house than to Dallas?
It's a toss-up, but...
Well, it's not a toss-up. It's a fact that it'd be easier to go to Houston than Dallas. That's not
a
toss-up.
I guess if you're speaking technically, yeah, it would be easier to go down the road, but my mom is there, and I know people in Dallas.
You know Josh now.
I do know Josh. I will give you that.
We have snacks.
I don't really know if we're on that basis yet.
One time, Trey's mom got mad at me.
What did you do?
He outed me being on the spectrum.
Because it was a secret.
It wasn't a secret. No, you're right. That is a good point. But that's what she took issue with.
Right. And I didn't out you. I asked you.
Yeah. And I did agree. I said yes. Yeah. So it wasn't like you outed me.
But yes. But she took it as I outed you. Yeah. And really, all I was doing was interviewing you.
Yeah. It was like an interview.
And I said, are you? And you said yes.
Yeah.
And she took offense to that, which I don't know why she would, because it's not like it's a... You know, it's not like you choose to be on the spectrum. It's something you have no control over. I saw you tweet the other day. You're so tired of being on the spectrum.
It sucks. It sucks. Like, I would much rather know a lot more than I do now.
What you talk, what your affliction is referred to as, is it Asperger's?
Yeah, but I don't think they call it that anymore. I think they've done away with that label.
They call it Trays.
It's just regular ASD now. Autism spectrum disorder.
But it
haven't you seen Love on the Spectrum?
No,
I haven't.
I've heard of
it.
Is
that like my 600-pound life, but different?
No, it's
about the spectrum, but
yeah,
yes.
It's like they're trying to find all these kids that are on the spectrum and they're trying to matchmake for them.
Are they offering you money?
No, they aren't offering me money. It's all in Australia.
Okay.
You should go to Australia.
What's more convenient, going to Josh's house during a hurricane or Australia?
I don't know. I know a few people in Australia.
Okay, are they on the spectrum?
You know a few people in Australia?
Yeah, I know my...
Like, personally?
Yeah, my uncle's wife.
Your aunt?
Family, yeah. Sort of.
Well,
aunt-in-law.
Trey, there's a lot of step family in Trey's...
Yeah. I understand. I have many step and half families as well.
What if your mom had two ex-husbands both named Doug?
That is kind of weird.
So, like, you finally get rid of your stepdad, Doug, who's just a total tool. And, like, his stepdad, Doug, used to, like, drink his Mountain Dew or his Dr. Pepper.
He sold my Hoffman bike.
He sold his bike, and then he'd, like, would do loud sex to his mom.
He didn't do that.
And then finally, Doug is out. He's out of the picture. And guess who's next? Another dude named Doug.
It was the second Doug who did all that.
Oh.
The first Doug just did coke and with my mom.
Just coke. With your mom?
Yeah, apparently.
So your mom got mad at me about that, about asking if you were on the spectrum when she's a drug abuser.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope not, too.
She's not doing that anymore.
Well, I would hope not, because that would be a crime.
Past tense.
Yeah.
It's okay. I dabbled in cocaine once myself.
Really?
I did.
It didn't strike me as somebody who did cocaine. Didn't strike me.
I mean, I didn't do it all the time, but I did it, and I was like, oh, that feels good. So I did it a couple other times.
Right.
But I also am a person who didn't want to become a junkie and marry a dude named Doug.
That's a good point.
Who would eventually sell my bike for money.
I'm still pretty mad about that because Roger Staubach got me that bike.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's true. True story.
Yeah. Huh?
Roger Staubach got me that bike.
Josh is a Saints fan. Do it like this. Archie Manning got you that bike. He'll be more impressed.
Dan Hebert got
Bobby
me that.
Hebert.
Bobby Hebert. Dan Hebert got you? No, well, now I'm impressed.
Bobby Hebert.
All right, we'll be wrapping up Happy Hour after this.
Aaron, good call.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano-silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world, life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just for the record,
a lot of people think Trey is really hammered.
No, I'm not. I'm just kind of dizzy.
You said it's the closest to drunk you've ever been.
Well, not really. I mean, I'm just kind of dizzy.
Like, you also,
I don't drink, so
you also told
realize.
Me during the break that you didn't get to completion with that lady.
Yeah, I've
friend.
Told you this like four
right.
times.
But I thought since then you had.
No.
Have you had relations with another
really,
lady since
no.
then?
It's so, ruined everything.
But you guys had it twice, right?
No, more than that.
But like, and you never
in
got.
In a day, we did more than twice.
Well, I mean, don't act like you're such a stud.
I am.
If I didn't get to completion, I could do it literally hundreds of times a day.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you could go all day. Like,
well,
that,
like exactly. Once you have completion, that's when it becomes
it
more difficult
like
to go
a,
again.
It was kind of like a more like a who's that Orlando Scandrick situation?
I don't know what's his situation.
He like got with that girl and they like did it for like 13 hours straight.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't either, but it was close to that.
Honestly, that
I just wanted to watch Deadpool.
That tells you that Orlando Scandrick is an athlete.
Yeah. Shout out to
Orlando
Scandrick.
You can go 13
Scandrick.
Hours straight. I mean, that's impressive. So you still haven't gotten to completion with a lady.
No.
So do you feel like you've really lost your virginity then?
I mean, if you want to look at it, sorry to my parents that are listening, by the way.
Doug, sorry.
But yeah, you know, like, you know, I guess not. It really all depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, sure. I guess not.
Okay. So you're still looking for the right lady for you to climax with.
I mean, no, I'm just trying to better my career, you know? Trying to better my
career. Your radio career or dirt rolling career?
A little bit of both, you know?
Right.
My radio career.
But you're succeeding currently at both.
I think so. I'm not rolling right now. But, you know, I'm on the radio, so.
When's the last time you rolled some dirt?
Probably September of last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So what have you been doing when you're not on the radio?
Just kind of recording my podcast.
How's that going?
It's
Tell people
going
where they can
well.
Find it.
It's on SoundCloud, but I'm trying to find a new place to put it on.
Why is SoundCloud being difficult?
It's expensive, and I feel like the ease of access to SoundCloud for some people is not...
If it's not worth the money you're paying.
Yeah. Where do you have your podcast?
I don't do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I mean, the podcast that I do is through... there's a company that runs... Like, my pregame podcast is... I forget what it's even called.
Whatever Adam Carolla's company is.
Yeah. There's some big company that takes care of my stuff. Yeah. But I don't deal with any of the back end of it.
Yeah.
I just sit back and make millions of dollars off of it.
You have made a lot of money.
Like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Shout out to Joe Rogan. He's moving here, by the way.
I think he's moving to Austin.
Yeah. I thought he was going to do his podcast here.
Yeah, I mean, he could. Yeah, yeah. Like in our studios?
Yeah. I thought that was already confirmed.
I don't believe so.
I think AJ would know that before you would.
I feel like someone would have told me.
Well, I thought I was just hearing from the people from the Joe Rogan. I was talking to Jamie and they were.
How so you said you're 25 now?
Yes.
Aaron, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
21.
Oh.
I was 2 years older. I was 23.
But you said you really haven't.
I remember the day it happened. It was, y'all were talking about how like.
And you came home, you came back and you were really sad about it.
Well, kind of. But y'all were talking about how it was shady of the Cougars to hire Kendall Briles. Remember?
Okay, that was the day?
I think it was January 28th, 2018.
Oh, my. If you're... Well, hold on. If you are right on this... let's see. Kendall Briles...
It was on that Monday.
Was hired...
He was...
What date did you say?
I said January 28th, 2000.
Ooh, you're a little off.
A little bit.
But it was January 6th, 2018.
Yeah, it was January 8th, actually, is what I was thinking. Because y'all were talking about Kendall Briles, and I was like, I agree on Twitter.
Let's see. 2018 calendar in January.
Oh, I think I remember them hiring him on, like, a Saturday
morning.
They
hired him on a Saturday, yeah. So Monday was the 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh would have crapped his pants, literally, yeah. Sitting
wow.
right there.
Yeah, it was January 8th, 2018.
That's the day you lost your virginity.
Yeah. Those are milestone events. You got to remember the dates.
I don't
things.
Remember mine.
What do you
at
mean
all?
You don't remember yours?
I mean,
y'all don't remember?
I remember the gal, and I remember like where we were and stuff. I don't remember the date at all.
I feel so bad that my mom is listening to this probably.
She knows that you've had relations with a heavyset mixed race lady.
I mean, no, she doesn't. She does. I haven't told
her.
She
does now.
I guess so.
I think Doug probably told her anyway.
Doug doesn't even talk to me. He's at Corpus.
I thought you and Doug were tight.
No, not really.
Not that Doug, the other Doug.
The second Doug?
Yeah.
He's the one that sold my Matt Hoffman bike that Roger Staubach got.
So first Doug, you're not even close with him?
No, he's cool. I see him every Christmas.
But you don't tell him that you got laid?
No, I don't tell anybody that except you guys.
Except for everybody listening.
Only the people who ask.
Thousands of people listening.
So only the people who ask you tell.
I tell them, you know, I'm an open book.
Okay.
I say what really happened.
Well, Trey, did you have fun at happy hour?
Yeah, that was cool. I hope y'all have me back next week.
You're welcome anytime, man.
Is this happy a one time?
No, it's a good time. We're all having a good time. We've been over 300 Twitch people the entire time. Look at us. Look how famous we are. We're like the I don't know where we rank with like other sports shows. I'll be honest, but hey. Let me. Someone asked me to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
And I want to just test you.
Okay.
To see how much of a savant you actually are.
Yeah.
Let's go with 2018. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna give you a race, and you tell. Can you tell me who won the race?
Yeah.
So, March 4th, 2018 was the Pennzoil 400.
Was that at Vegas?
Yes.
Joey Logano.
Hold on. In 2018?
Joey Logano won. Brad Keselowski finished second.
The 2018, I'm pulling it up now. The 2018 Pennzoil 400, that was qualifying results. Final stage results.
You got to look past the stages, but I know Joey Logano won that race.
Well, look that up because I want to play this game. Stick around for a minute. What breaking news do you have, Aaron?
Per Bleacher Report, Kristaps Porzingis has a meniscus tear in his right knee and will miss the remainder of the series.
Dude, play through it, dude.
Come on. Yeah. I bet he was rooting for the season to be
Trey, you're wrong.
Canceled.
What, I am?
2018 Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick won.
Oh, you're right.
Everybody knows that.
That was the second. The
what
first race
idiot.
In Las Vegas was won by Joey Logano.
What an idiot.
You're right. You're right. I concede defeat. Ask me more things.
I'll ask you another one later. All right.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.